Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For Ronald Reagan, one of the fathers of Reaganomics, Paul Craig Roberts joining us to talk about the attempted takeover, the attempted move towards a dictatorship that Lord Bush is pushing. He'll be joining us in 30 minutes. And then Joan Vion, who is going to be getting off a plane at around noon. We should have her on by 12:15, maybe 12:30, middle of the broadcast. And then coming up in the third hour, Brad Friedman, more on electronic voting fraud by Diebold and other major companies. Some big, new, very important developments there. And I'm sure in the next 3 hours we'll have time to cram a few of your phone calls in as well. We're not taking calls, though, in this first hour because I have a bunch of news to cover and then a guest. But later you're welcome to call in, and I want to continue with first-time callers today. And folks, that means seriously not calling up and changing your name. Because I'm doing this more and more because people who are new listeners or long-time listeners can never get through. The phones, the telephones usually jam up right at the start of the show even before I've given the number out. And it's again, you're welcome to call on days where I say that it's not first-time callers or not frequent callers. But really, I want to keep phone calls down to once a week, even on the days when the phones are open, because we don't screen calls. But at the same time, we do want to get some new blood in here. We have millions and millions of listeners, tens of thousands of people wanting to call in, and they just don't get a chance to get involved on air. All right, big broadcast, as I said, lined up for you today. House has voted to extend the Patriot Act. We'll get into that. Also, recruits are down, so Army is granting waivers to criminals to boost numbers. Now, we've been reporting on this since I learned of it about 6 years ago, and I first saw it in mainstream news about 3.5 years ago, the Washington Times reported how they're hiring rapists, arsonists, armed robbers. But by the time you read it in Salon Magazine, it's, oh, just drug dealers. So this will be who's running our streets and ruling our society. Criminal governments always hire criminals. That's how it worked in Germany and in Russia. This is how they operate. Gold has reached a 25-year high as oil gains renew inflation concerns. U.S. intel chiefs issues warning over Iran, but goes on to say they don't think they have nukes yet. And ABC News has this very deceptive headline going, there may have been some explosive test outside Tehran. Nuclear test was the headline. Then you read, it goes, oh, at a military proving ground, some high explosives went off. And they admit that it's non-nuclear, but still, it could be involved with nukes. It's just, imagine a government testing explosives. It's just, but the headline is, nuke tested? Question mark. Just totally deceptive. It's like everything else with the reactors. Nukes, nukes, they've got the nukes, they've got them. And then bottom of the article that most people don't even read down on the bottom, it says, peaceful nuclear reactor. Israel and the United States vowed to hit the nukes. They've removed the seals from the nukes. They're activating the nukes right now. Nuclear test. Oh, Fitzgerald saying it was an accident. The White House shredded the key documents concerning Valerie Plame. It's an accident. It's all Fitzgerald. It's totally staged. Fitzgerald's there to gobble up all the evidence, make it look like they're doing an investigation. It's all staged. Here, Scooter, you fall on your sword. Key White House records and Plame probe disappear. And an interesting article out of the L.A. Times, we've been mentioning this, but finally they're writing about it. Film and TV producers see torture as entertainment. Well, yeah, when you're a demon-possessed country, that's what entertainment is. And just a lot more. Three big guests, PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today, we'll be talking with author, international journalist, and head of the Women's International Media Group, Joan Vion, about the UN, the New World Order plan for global government, and a recent experience at the Davos World Economic Forum, where they openly call for world government and world taxation. Coming up later in this hour, Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, number two in the Treasury in the Reagan administration, and prolific writer and popular journalist. We'll talk about Bush and how the reason he's getting away with so much is that the general public is even more uneducated and dumb than he is. And I don't mean to be mean about that. I mean, it's true. They've got all the national studies and test scores. There's a lot of adults who can even hold down a job and are, you know, pretty good at what they do, but they just, I wouldn't even call it dumb. They just don't know anything about the real world or how countries operate or about history. It's just they are like passive creatures that just react to the systems around them that in their whole lives will never change or actually do anything to the fabric of society. Remember Karl Rove last year in the New York Times laughed at everybody. He said, we're history's actors, all of you are just spectators, and we'll change everything that we say is reality tomorrow. We control reality. And to a certain extent, it's true. When you've got a nation, a world of jellyfish, that kind of like a rat in a rat maze that never questions the parameters of the maze, that thinks that the maze is the sum total of its universe, the sum total of its world, then you've got control. And they got us caught in the phony left-right debate. They got the leftists caught up in that. They got the right-wingers caught up in their little false system. They don't know that it's all owned and run by the same people. And it's a sick joke. And then Brad Friedman, we've had on before, done a lot of great work with the Brad blog. Huge new developments with Diebold and election fraud. And in one case, we'll be talking about of many up in Alaska. They found evidence of election fraud by Diebold. And this is in the big Anchorage newspapers. And the people want a recount, and Diebold says, no, recounts aren't allowed now because the elections are proprietary because we're a private company. No more recounts allowed. You see, government is under laws and rules, but under new public-private partnerships, they have passed new laws nationwide and worldwide where the corporations have even more rights than citizens or the government and are basically invincible. It's like most of the highways in the country are being handed over to private and predominantly foreign companies, and they are openly going to rape the living daylights out of us. On average, $3 to $4 a gallon of tax. This is their own admissions. Right here in Texas, some of their documents say $3 a gallon, some $4 a gallon, on average tax to drive anywhere by transponder. And it just openly, it's all for profit for private companies, and they openly paid off the local government. They're doing it in your state right now as we speak. We're just ahead of the curve here, a few years, and everyone's against it, and the government just says, we don't care. We don't care. Literally, I've been to the meetings, many other activists locally have been to the meetings, and they can have thousands of people saying they're against it in polls where everyone's against it. And the politicians just go, we don't care. They even laugh at us now because they know the electronic voting machines are going into place. Believe me, they know. I talk to the politicians, and they'll snicker and giggle if they're evil, and if they're good, they'll go, yeah, it's really scary. So you might say, well, what hope do we have then? It's getting worse and worse. What do we do? We at least can admit how bad the problem is. That's the first part of the solution, because most people are still in denial. Even people who know that things are corrupt and out of control, I don't think that some of you out there have any inkling. Because every time I study even more, I find it's 10 times worse than I previously thought. I mean, seriously, it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Every time I look at it, it's worse than even I imagined. I mean, look, I knew the government with private corporations was kidnapping hundreds of thousands of women and children a year out of Eastern Europe alone. That was official all over foreign respected newspapers and journals. But I didn't know they actually had lobbyists full-time on Capitol Hill. I mean, I didn't know that until it was in the Chicago Tribune. And that is 10 times worse. I mean, just openly with lobbyists, openly in offices going, we don't want you to have any enforcement on us kidnapping children. I mean, actually saying that. I mean, that is hell pit level. So evil that I have trouble. I mean, it's mainstream news, it's admitted, and what's even crazier than that is that it is mainstream news and admitted, and that these people haven't all been, that there aren't just SWAT teams with police cars swerving down the road, fighting each other to grab this scum and take them to jail so we can try them and then give them the death penalty and walk them out and hang them high. No siree. No siree. Just nothing's going to happen to these people. They're going to do whatever they want, whenever they want, and now Halliburton, that's involved in it, Chicago Tribune and other publications, now it's in the Houston Chronicle. They're going to run FEMA camps in America, the very people running the camps overseas where they do this. I mean, I'm sorry, that's ultra, mega, light years worse than Twilight Zone. Imagine a Twilight Zone episode where the government kidnaps kids in front of everyone to be sex slaves, and they have lobbyists on Capitol Hill, and it's in major newspapers, but no one gets in trouble. Just open, pure evil right out in front of everybody. And then people still, well, I don't believe the government be involved in 9/11. And I go, last night I was arguing with this guy at the TV studio. I've known him for like 12 years. And he has a show on near the same time as mine. And he's been a good friend of mine. I mean, I've been to dinner with him. I've protested, you know, abortion with him. I've done all that stuff with him. And I'm sitting there, And I go, hey, what do you think of Cindy Sheehan? And he goes, I think she ought to be killed. And I said, you're joking. He goes, no, she's a traitor. And I said, so it's not just good that they drug her out. She should be killed. And then later he settled down after showing us, oh, well, I was kind of joking, but she's just a pest. And I said, well, the First Amendment is a pest. But I said, don't worry. They're beefing up the new Patriot Act. You know, you hear about wrangling about civil liberties and, quote, reducing it. No, they're not reducing it. They're making it worse right now, okay? Where you go anywhere, they can just randomly arrest you with felony charges for wearing a T-shirt, anything, okay? I mean, that's protesting. I'm not kidding. I've got the bill right here in front of me. There's mainstream news articles with the subsections. I mean, it isn't just Alex Jones saying this now. And I'm sitting there talking to him, and you know, he's just basically, well, it's time to not have a First Amendment. You know, we're under attack by the Muslims. So I sat there for about 45 minutes till his wife said, come on, let's go. Nice lady. And I sat there and I talked to him. I talked to him for almost 45 minutes. I mean, I got out of there about 10 o'clock at night. And I sat there with him up front, and I said, okay. And I got real serious. I got real focused and centered, which I'm not normally. I'm always a lot more eloquent and articulate when I'm not on air, folks. And I just very calmly, I said, George, you know about Gulf of Tonkin. You were in the military in Vietnam. And you know that's been declassified, that was staged. He's like, yeah, I've heard that, yeah. I go, well, you know about the Maine. It's now admitted that was a government op. I go, you know about Hitler and the Reichstag. Yeah, he knew about that. And I said, well, Operation Gladio, there were computers right there. I said, we can go to Google. He goes, no, I believe you. I said, Operation Gladio, our government blew up predominantly school buses full of kids. They like to target little kids because that really freaks people out. All over Europe, and then they'd blame it on the communists. And he said, yeah, the government just does really weird things in war. And I said, oh, they were fighting the commies, so it's okay. And he goes, no, I hear you. Things are strange. And you could see it in his eyes. I could tell. And then one of the employees up there, he looked to Ross, and he goes, Ross, you don't believe this about the government being behind 9/11. And Ross goes, yeah, I've researched it. Yeah, I do. And he goes, oh, I don't know. But I finally got him out of an emotional state, and finally just really, I was being compelling and really, you know, trying to empathize with him and trying to connect. And just for a glimpse, he was back to the George I knew 10 years ago. And, you know, George, he's been on the show before arguing. And it's so many of these people. Look, I know it's hard to admit this. Believe me, I know it's hard to admit this is happening. But denying it doesn't make it go away. Denying this stuff doesn't make it go away. I assure you, we should all be very afraid right now, very concerned. And you know what I do with my fear? I turn it into anger and focused resolve to fight. And I turn it into power to resist, energy to resist. And then I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of not doing anything. I'm afraid I'm not working as hard as I could. I'm afraid I'm not as articulate as I should. I'm afraid that I'm not getting as much done as I should. I'm afraid that I'm not warning enough people. I'm desperate. I mean, it's the equivalent of the ship sinking and people are sitting there playing tiddlywinks on the deck of the Titanic and it's starting to list and starting to break up. And I'm saying, let's get off this boat. And people are just going, what? What boat? They don't even know they're on a boat. And I'm just begging you, folks, believe me. People always say something this big, something this evil, a conspiracy, they'd get caught. They always get caught. It's all public. It's like all these corrupt lobbyists and these congressmen stealing hundreds of millions of dollars, and now it turns out Hastert's doing it, and it can even be in mainstream publications, and nobody indicts him, nobody arrests him. Bush said yesterday, he said, if you don't pass the Patriot Act, now it's been out of the House, it's going to the Senate, I'll just enforce it, and I'm not getting rid of it. Now, that's an open announcement of dictatorship. When the president says, if my federal law elapses, that is totally unconstitutional, totally un-American, and struck down by squadrons of courts, he says, I'm going to keep enforcing it. I mean, that is dictatorship, boys and girls. That is the definition. And he has these little signing statements. Every time he signs a bill, he goes, I am not going to follow this bill, even though I'm signing it. I reserve my supreme right. We're actually watching America go into a dictatorship. Do you understand that?
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
By the way, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, all 14 of my films, dozens of other documentaries, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, video reports from inside the studio at least once a week with people that we interview here in studio, Sully Castillo, high-level DEA agent, joining us tomorrow to talk about government narcotics trafficking and how the government controls the majority of the drug trade. He'll be in studio tomorrow. We'll be videotaping that, and it'll be up by the next week for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We also are carrying the new video Loose Change on DVD. You can get that great 9/11 film. And we have it on the website for PrisonPlanet.tv members. You can go watch it there right now. And we have Tex Mars' new book that's really, really popular. Tex Mars has written Codex Magica, and it really shows the establishment goons flashing all their gang signs. That's really what it is. And it's a whole language. Then he even has reprints of the handbooks of their gang signs. You see, the little local gangs you see, they didn't invent that, folks. They're copying the globalist. The old Secret Services used hand signs to communicate with each other, nonverbal communication. So know what the elite's doing when you see them on TV doing these hand signs, and a lot more. You can get that at Infowars.com. And you can also get Springmeier's Bloodlines of the Illuminati. That's available at Infowars.com right now, or by calling 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So again, Bush is saying that if the Patriot Act is not reauthorized, and that means expanded, they've got Arnold Spector's got provisions in there that openly say anytime they want, for no reason, they can charge you with a felony for standing on the street corner anywhere. The Secret Service has called up coffee shop owners, we've talked about this, and said, don't have an anti-Bush sign in your window. And the guy goes, I was actually pro-Bush, but I'm a Vietnam veteran. I fought for this country. I'm going to put an anti-Bush sign up saying what you just told me. And that was in the Nashville newspaper. And it happened in Alabama. It's happened all over. I've interviewed the people at Free Speech Zones who, in one case, it was 500 Bush supporters. And there's been many of these cases, but we interviewed the guy and his lawyer. It was in North Carolina. 500 Bush supporters, and this one guy is a local professor. He had a sign saying, no blood for oil. And the Secret Service walked right over to the cops and said, tell him to go to a free speech zone. And the cops are like, well, where is it? We're going to designate one. And the guy looked on a map at this baseball field. And the fellow said, well, there's no press here. I'm here with all these Bush guys. They don't have a permit. And the cops didn't want to arrest him. And the Secret Service said, hey, national security, arrest him. And they charged him with a felony. And last time I heard, he spent 6 months in jail. And the judge, I read part of the transcript on air, as his lawyer did, and he just said, hey, this is the new America post 9/11, and you're going to jail for 6 months. So this is what's happening. And protest is any information they don't like. People get arrested for wearing a T-shirt that says Peace on Earth. Doesn't matter if it's the city's top lawyer. You know, that was up in upstate New York a few years ago. I mean, folks, there are these cases every day. You understand? It's that widespread. And what they do is, I'll tell you this, the Secret Service. You always think of Secret Service as these big, tall guys, white guys, black guys with sunglasses, real professional. My experience with them is they're real oily criminals, you know, criminal types. I mean, you can look at somebody in a restaurant and say, that guy looks like a mafioso. That guy looks like a thug. That guy looks like a pervert. That, you know, just fits the archetype. And back when Bush was running for president, I would go down just to cover the protest. Republicans and Democrats hitting each other with signs and acting like idiots. And I was there to show how it was a false left-right paradigm. And, you know, because I was letting Bush have his honeymoon period during the election, if you remember. I was just going, well, his dad's CIA and Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. But, okay, we'll see what Bush does. But I had these Secret Service guys come up. And they'd be in plain clothes, and they were just like, you know, bad things can happen if you're out here. You need to leave. And they'd kind of bump into me. And I'd be like, okay, where are you parked, Alex? How's your girlfriend doing? And I'd be like, this weird little blonde-haired short guy, looked like he was about 45, looked like a drug dealer, had a big gold chain on, like this velvety silk silver shirt. He was just, See, I've been around, you know, I've seen criminals, and I was just like, man, this guy is an actual criminal. And I was like, well, why don't you stop bumping into me? Why don't you stop doing what you're doing? I mean, I'm like across the street just videotaping people. And that's what they are. They're dirty commissariat. They're dirty commissariat. Because you know what they investigate mainly? Money laundering and stuff like that. They're dipping their little beaks in it. It's real good to rule everybody. It must be good to be crooks. and be able to engage in crime but still feel good about yourself. You know, like the Mexican police flashing their little badges when they shake little peasant families down. You know, I've seen that down in the interior of Mexico. It's nothing like shoving us around because we're your slaves, is it?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Markaitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Vion, journalist, who's been to dozens of globalist meetings. She's been to 8 of the Davos meetings since it started. And they openly announced, I mean, you know, years ago we had to go to Joan Vion to learn about world government. Now it's just in the London Telegraph. But that's coming up in the next hour. We have Paul Craig Roberts, who was number 2 at the Treasury Department under Ronald Reagan, is some of the most conservative credentials in the country. And, of course, again, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury in the Reagan administration, a prolific and popular journalist. Paul Craig Roberts talks about Bush and the dumbing down of America. He wrote an article, "A poll shows many Americans are simply dumber than Bush." And we've got 3 of his latest articles posted up on InfoWars.com right now. He's just with us for the next 25 minutes or so, and we're very honored to have him on with us. Paul, welcome.
Thanks, Alec.
You bet. For those that don't realize what we're facing, just recap, because you talked about how Bush is trying to set up a dictatorship, and now he's announcing that he doesn't Even if they don't authorize the Patriot Act, he's saying he's going to enforce it. Isn't that declaring what you've warned of, that he is a dictator?
Yes, I think definitely. He has said that he is above statutory law. He doesn't have to follow statutory law whenever he's in his role as commander-in-chief. And since he's declared a war on terror, which is open-ended, he can claim to be in the role of commander-in-chief, and now he's saying in that role he doesn't have to follow any of the laws unless he wants to. He's been very clear about that.
Now, Caesar said the exact same thing. He said there was internal problems in Rome, so he, and you wrote an article about this. He crossed the Rubicon, and then that started the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. I mean, history is exactly repeating itself.
Right, and of course, that was the first thing that Adolf Hitler did. The response of Hitler to the Reichstag fire, which historians now say the Nazis themselves set, was to declare an emergency and to start issuing decrees in the name of protecting the German people and the state. And the Reichstag, that is the German parliament, they just acquiesced and accepted that, and so did the Ministry of Justice, which I think was not at that time actually a Nazi post.
Well, so, yeah, they have a president and a chancellor, and he was only chancellor. He wasn't president yet, and they gave him power. He only had about, 44% of the seats, which wasn't even a majority in the Bundestag.
Right, that's right. He was not a majority party. So he did it. When Caesar crossed the Rubicon, he was the first to cross with the Roman legion. Generals weren't supposed to cross with the legion because it was seen as a threat to the civil government. And, of course, he overthrew that and became a threat to the civilian government. And now, of course, Bush is a great threat. He's said that the executive is above the law. He doesn't respect the separation of powers. And he's loading up the Supreme Court with justices who support his point of view that power is to be concentrated in the executive.
What did you think of John Yoo, the equivalent of the counsel who's now Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, to Pierce, who they both simultaneously, for those who don't know, wrote papers about how Bush has absolute power. But you went further and said they can commit genocide, torture children in front of their parents, and, quote, crush their testicles. And I'm sorry to keep repeating that, folks, but he was asked that in a CFR meeting, was caught on tape by Professor Castle, who we had on 2 weeks ago, and he said, yes, we can do that. I mean, that is Hitler wasn't that bold, and you said a month ago on the show that they've become worse than Hitler.
Well, they certainly are in their assertions of power. See, when you says something like that, there's no basis for it in law or in the Constitution or any kind of court precedent. It's just an assertion that some official appointed by Bush makes. So what we are watching is he appoints officials. They then make assertions that have no basis in anything. And then these assertions become the basis for Bush exercising power as he sees fit.
But how does he say that? How does he say if federal laws are overturned, I'm still going to enforce things that aren't even laws?
Because, well, I agree with you. There's no basis for this. It's a power grab, and we are watching the Congress accept it, and we are watching the media accept it. I think the Congress is accepting it because everyone is still under the impact and the fear about 9/11. And they think they're going to all be killed in their beds by Muslim terrorists. So they will give up anything to feel secure. And Bush is telling them that he has to behave like a dictator in order to make them secure. There's no basis for that.
But then meanwhile, they're making moves to go after pension funds, to loot. Abramoff's running around stealing. Congressmen are stealing. One guy, $800 million. Now Fitzgerald's saying, oh, the documents disappeared, but it's an accident on the Valerie Plame case. I mean, we have, I mean, isn't this a manifest crew of crooks?
Yes, I think you're right. I think it is a manifest crew of crooks. But you keep in mind, Alec, that no matter what sums of money they steal, what they're really stealing is our civil liberties, our Constitution, and the separation of powers on which the Founding Fathers bequeathed to us our government. So that's what's really being stolen. That's far worse than money or reputation or whatever else.
They're
stealing the Constitution.
I agree with you. I was talking to, because that's just unbelievable. I was talking to a so-called conservative last night, and he just said, oh, that's what politicians do, Abramoff and stuff. They're supposed to steal. I like Bush. They don't even, neocon followers, I'm sure you know better than I, don't even deny all this now. They just go, so what? I mean, it's like America lost its soul overnight. People weren't this bad 5-10 years ago, and you've written a very revealing article about this. Why do you think that this atmosphere has gotten this bad?
Well, I think in part it's the media concentration that happened in the 1990s. The media is now owned by just a very few corporations, and the corporations are collections of so many valuable broadcast licenses that they're afraid to anger the government because the licenses might not be renewed or some issue may come up. And they're also afraid of their advertisers who are afraid of any kind of controversy. So they have a very mild line they put out, and they're careful not to offend advertisers or the government. So it's very, in other words, there's no adversary press. There aren't people out there digging who aren't people who are contradicting, who are pointing out, because it can't afford it, given the huge holdings of valuable licenses by, you know, like 3 or 4 large firms.
Yeah, there's really just 5 major ones, but, I mean, when you look at those 5, they're owned predominantly by the very defense contractors that are pushing for the war.
Well, that could be, too, as well. But even if you don't have that connection, you still have the impediment. It's not an independent press anymore. It's a corporate press.
Well, you're right. Even local papers, mom and pops, quote, don't want to have any bad news in the local paper, so nobody knows what's going on in the town.
There are hardly any local papers anymore. They're all part of chains. The local paper or the independent family-owned paper has practically disappeared. There's very, very few of them anymore, and no really large ones. The Washington Post, I think, is the last sort of large independent paper.
Can you speak to the dumbing down of America? I mean, a population who most Americans can't even tell you 2 or 3 amendments from the Bill of Rights. Most high schoolers don't even know who the vice president is. I mean, are we talking about, but they know all about the Rose Bowl, Craig?
Well, they don't realize they're in any danger. They hear all the time about we're a superpower, and Bush, every time he talks, he's talking about liberty and democracy, and we have liberty and democracy. And so they think we have liberty and democracy, and they think we're a superpower, and they're all full of hubris, and they don't realize that there's a problem. And Bush simply tells them, I have to have these powers in order to protect you, and that's as far as it goes with them. The piece that I wrote about blind ignorance, you know, many Americans dumber than Bush, I was simply taking poll results that were released, I think, last week. One was the Los Angeles Times Bloomberg poll, and one was the New York Times CBS News poll. And what the poll showed was rather striking, because it showed that Americans were worried about civil liberties in some sense. They weren't sure why, but that they didn't mind Bush spying without a warrant, because for some reason they thought in order to be protected from terrorists, he had to spy without a warrant.
Yeah, there's a type of schizophrenia there. It shows a total lack of knowledge. It doublethink.
But Alex, you see, what the point is that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which Bush is disobeying, it doesn't prevent them from spying. It just says that within 72 hours of spying, come to the secret court and tell us why you're doing it, because we want to be sure it's not for partisan political reasons. We want to be sure that you're not misusing the apparatus of the National Security Agency to spy on your political opponents and then blackmail them into being quiet.
Well, that's a key point you raised. For those that don't understand, when Bush says...
So there's no reason for him not to go to the court. It doesn't prevent him from doing anything except misusing the power. So when he says, I'm not going to go to the court, then you know he's misusing the power.
And by the way, that is a federal law. It's a felony every time he does that.
Yeah, right. But you see, the only way to hold him accountable is to impeach him, and that will not happen because the American people have put the Republicans in charge of the entire government. The Republicans are now in charge of the presidency, the executive branch, the House of Representatives, United States Senate, and the Supreme Court. There's nothing.
But the Democrats are lapdogs too. Hillary and Chucky and Lieberman, they're all some of the biggest cheerleaders.
And Lieberman certainly is, and they may be cheerleaders, but you have to understand the inclination to be a cheerleader when you're a powerless minority is much higher.
No, I
than if you have your own base of power on which to oppose.
No, I understand. You're saying the separation of powers that is to keep the dictator from rising, according to George Washington, that has now been erased. Those bulwarks, those dikes or works against that have been breached.
Well, yes, breached in two ways. I'm not talking so much about the total Republican control of government as I am that the executive is saying that he is independent of the executive branch and does not have to pay any attention to laws passed by Congress if he thinks that they are in the way of him exercising his role as commander-in-chief. Well, he can say that about anything.
Well, he can say he can rob a bank. Article 2, Section 2 is very clear that if Congress directs the president through the declaration of war, and that is a limited event overseas, and he's still bound by laws. So, but I guess it boils down to this. Did you see the clip of the former national security director saying that the Fourth Amendment doesn't say probable cause, and then they simply read it to him, and he just said, no, it doesn't say that. They're just counting on the average person, again, not checking in on them.
They're counting on the average person to trust them because he's the president. He knows best. And they're telling them the same kind of lies he told them about Iraq having weapons of mass destruction, Iraq being responsible for 9/11, Iraq having alliances with Osama bin Laden. And now they're repeating all this stuff about Iran.
Well, he repeated that Iraq was involved. He talked about we were attacked on 9/11. We had to deal with a dictator.
Right. He still repeats the same old lies. But, you know, this is a war that is fought without a draft. There are very few people affected, just people who sign up. It's a war that is portrayed as being a necessary response to the attack on the World Trade Center. And people just accept that. They don't go any further. If they can't comprehend that the president can spy on terrorists lawfully as easy as he can unlawfully, and if they actually think that attacking Iraq has made them more secure, as they said, as they told the pollsters, then they really, really aren't capable of absorbing and analyzing information. There's
when all of our own analysts, when it isn't a Cheney-Cook report, say that attacking Iraq has actually created a factory of real terrorists.
Yes, not only a factory of real terrorists, but it's also created a dramatic swing in Muslim sentiment toward the U.S. and in electoral outcomes. The Pakistani government now is about half controlled by people who are either friendly to al-Qaeda or neutral toward it.
And by the way, they have a whole bunch of nukes and medium-range missiles to hit us, but nobody's worried about that, Paul.
Yeah.
Craig Roberts?
Mm-hmm. They'll be worried about it if our puppet there gets overthrown, which may be what we are doing.
Well, that's the thing about Musharraf. Yeah. Well, I mean, now there was a moderate government in Iran, and then the attack on Iraq catapulted a radical government in.
That's right. And also in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood, despite, you know, fierce oppression of them, won an amazing number of seats in the last election. They are a radical group, and Hamas has taken over Palestine. The Fatah was on our payroll. I mean, they were supported by United States taxpayers.
Let me ask you a question, Paul Kirk Roberts. Why are the neocons so out of control? I mean, because they talk about controlling reality. Karl Rove does. Do you think they've gone totally delusionally insane?
I've always thought they were delusional, and because they think they can impose American will on the world. They can't even impose it on Baghdad, much less Iraq. And now they're talking about Iran, Syria, Lebanon. I mean, of course they're delusional. It's crazy. And they're getting away with it because everybody believes the line on 9/11, and that is the cover. 9/11, the belief. You know, why do people believe the government on 9/11 when we know they lied to us about everything else?
I don't know when they don't like Paul Craig Roberts, number two of the Department of Treasury under Ronald Reagan. Stay with us, sir. We'll come back into a final segment with you. I've got a few other key questions for you. It's always great to be able to speak with you.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
You can just type Paul Craig Roberts into a search engine, And he writes, he's written for a lot of big major publications, mainstream publications, alternative publications, some of the biggest in the country. And, of course, every few days, every time he writes an article, it's a must on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's going to stay with us 5 minutes to the next hour. And Joan Vion's getting off a plane in the next 10 minutes, but I told her just try to get to her hotel first so she's not calling in on a cell phone. But we'll see what happens. She just got back from the Davos Economic Forum. Greg Roberts, looking at this, there was an article out of the Houston Chronicle, another out of the AP, where Halliburton, who runs these slave camps, and it was in the Chicago Tribune, I don't know if you're aware of this, they actually kidnap people and use them as slaves, including Europeans. And again, I care about the Muslims just as much, but some people say, I don't care about those Muslims. Europeans too, out of the Balkans. And now this very same subdivision is going to run emergency centers, quote, during crises in America, $385 million just to start. Were you aware of the fact that they're going to be running concentration camps?
I did see, Alex, several news reports that they had been awarded $365 million from the Bush administration to build what appear to be concentration camps in the United States. They don't call them that, but it's not quite clear what their real purpose is. They talk about, another New Orleans. They would have a place to put the people, blah, blah. But it's not very likely to expect another New Orleans and to go build a camp to take care of something that may or may not happen sometime in the next 20 years. So I'm not sure what the purpose is. I do know that there are a number of people who look on this very grave and think they've got some plan for rounding up dissidents and putting them in these camps. Since that's what they do in Iraq and at Guantanamo, most of the people there were just people rounded up in the street or happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. It's not inconceivable that they would do something like that here, but I don't know.
I had the head CIA guy on a month or so ago, and he admitted, the guy, the head guy over there, he said that the actual Taliban would go round up innocent villages down to 10-year-old kids and come sell them for $25,000 apiece to our government, and our government knowingly took innocent people just to set the precedent to fill camps with people.
Well, maybe they did. I thought they were buying these so-called terrorists because they needed to show results. They needed to show they actually were terrorists and they actually were catching them. And so I think that might be a more likely reason why we were offering. See, we advertised in Afghanistan, we'll pay you if you turn in a terrorist. Well, to an Afghan, they say, oh boy, we can turn in anybody. And that's what they started doing. So I don't know that they...
Well, I interviewed the people involved. It was actually on the news. They just would go to a little village up in the hills where people might leave their village once in their life, and they said, we're going to cook a goat for you for free. Come down. And the nice little people would come down. They're basically cavemen. And then they'd load them on planes at gunpoint. And sometimes, though, it said Kellogg, Brown, and Root will just take them as actual slaves. I mean, they've actually got them like at brick factories and stuff.
Well, I don't know about that, but really, I wouldn't put a whole lot past this crowd. I mean, if you will lie your country into a war and get your troops needlessly killed and maimed, you'll do anything.
Well, that was in the Chicago Tribune. Yeah, they... I mean, I got to say for Kellogg, Brown, and Root, they don't use them as sex slaves as much as DynCorp does, but it said that they just use the villages they capture as slaves. Yeah, and it said they have lobbyists on Capitol Hill, Paul Craig Roberts, but I don't blame you. There's so much evil. Who could keep track of it all? You stay there. I want, in the last 5 minutes with you, hear from you on what you think's most important and how we stop this.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.